killed for our connections to each other, no more. We are creating a community that finally sees the fruits of our collective labor and invest our tax dollars in ways that nourish us, nurture us, heal us, challenge us, and love us. In ways that house us, feed us, and make us laugh. This is the community investment that values Black life, and we will heal in Louisville. To Louisville Metro government and all the complicit decision makers throughout this horrifying experience, understand that this is not over. We are demanding full individual accountability and institutional accountability. While the culture of white supremacy has lied to you about what accountability means, let me tell you, accountability includes self-reflection, repair, apology, and changed behavior. Changed behavior means no longer incentivized violence to abuse and kill our people. Accountability means an end to transactions that tinker around the edges. For years, we have watched as you tinker around the edges with our freedom while you go all in with dangerous and wasteful programs that you call investments. From the police budget to the gentrification of our neighborhoods, you have used our own tax dollars to harm us. Our people demand transformation. Our people demand rest, joy, solidarity, interdependence, and freedom. Change is here, and it is the people's to change. And it is the people's to change. And to my people who are giving so much of themselves to this moment, striving for a better today and a better tomorrow, I would like to offer you these words of Harriet Tubman. If you hear the dogs, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, keep going. If they're shouting after you, keep going. If you want a taste of freedom, keep going. Thank you.